It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. We do appreciate the opportunity and count it a great blessing, as well as a great privilege, to be with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message of God's love, that even though we were sinners, God loved us. And Christ died for us to offer us the gift of salvation if we will receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Scott Caudill, President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Braselton, Georgia. The first song that he's going to sing for us is titled Prodigal Son.
Like a prodigal son, I wandered in darkness and I traded my life for a worldly good time. No peace in my heart I ever could find, and I got so tired eating after the swine. So I believe I'll go home with my father. The table is spread and they're waiting for me. I can see my father coming down to greet me. Lord, I'm willing to be just a servant for thee. Like a prodigal son, oh, I wandered from Jesus. Oh, but the good shepherd saw, through the heat and the cold, the nighty and night, he left in the fold, just to find this lost sheep, who was hungry and cold. So I believe I'll go home for me. I can see my father servant for thee. Lord, I'm willing to be just a servant for thee.
In Luke 15:11, we find Jesus saying, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me,' and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry." In this parable that Jesus spoke of a man having two sons, one of them wandered away from the father. It is when this prodigal son is at his lowest point, and he is starving, and no one cared for him, that he came to himself and realized that what his father had given his servants was much greater than what he had, as he fain would have eaten the husks that were given to the swine. It was then that he repented and started back home. But remember, he was weakened by what he had lived through. There was no way that he would be able to make it home by himself. But notice what it says here. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. What a wonderful picture of the sinner who wandered away from God in sin. Jesus was sent to us so that we might be able to come and accept him as Savior, and Jesus would take us to our Heavenly Father. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus waits to share this gift of salvation with you. Would you desire to have someone sit down with you, either in person or over the telephone, and share with you this message of salvation and how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior according to what the Bible teaches? Please call me. My number is 919-563-6753. Join us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Be in our services this morning, starting with Sunday school at 9:45, our morning worship service at 11 o'clock, our evening service at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us. Come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We have a website that you can go to, www.mebane.com. tabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There, you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you where you can go in God's Word to see how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord once you do receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and it will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Let's listen to another song by Scott Caudle, President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Brazelton, Georgia. The name of this second song is titled, God Meant It All for Good.
They came to Egypt seeking bread, but regret was what they found instead. As they stood before the one they had betrayed, as they looked upon their brother's face, I'm sure their minds began to race, and in their hearts they must have been afraid. Joseph held their lives within his hands. He could take revenge with one command, but the words he spoke left them all dismayed. He said, God meant it all for good. Looking back on what he's brought me through, I see things as I should. Though at times I did not understand, it was part of his determined plan. He's worked all things together like he said he would. And God meant it all for good. I've faced some valleys of my own, nights in which I felt alone, and it seemed I would not see the light of day. But in the darkness of that place, I've found in him sufficient grace, giving strength to help me make it on my way. Though the road I walked was rough and long, he composed within my heart a song, so that I could lift my voice for him and say that God meant it all for good. Looking back on what he's brought me through, I see things as I should. Though at times I did not understand, it was part of his determined plan. He's worked all things together like he said he would. And God meant it all for good. I see things as I should. Though at times I did not understand, it was part of his determined plan. He's worked all things together like he said he would. And God made it all for good. for good.
God means all things to the good of them that love him, according to Romans 8:28. But we see a particular example of God meaning all things for our good is given in the life of Joseph. You may remember that Joseph, as he was favored of his father because he sought after the things of God and being obedient to his parents, but his brothers hated him. And when they were away from home and Joseph was sent out to check on his brothers, they sold him into slavery and he ended up in Egypt in Potiphar's house. God blessed the house of Potiphar because Joseph was faithful in serving the Lord. But then Potiphar's wife came after him to try to tempt him, and he ran away, leaving his coat in her hands. Potiphar's wife declared that Joseph had tried to attack her, and he ended up in jail. There, God blessed him as well, and he became the caretaker of the prison. Two men that were Pharaoh's servants, one a baker and the other a butler, were both sent to jail. They had dreams, and Joseph, by the hand of God, was able to interpret them for these two. The baker would die in 3 days. The butler would be taken back to his position with Pharaoh. Joseph said, "Don't forget me." 2 years, Joseph waited, but Joseph was faithful doing the things of God. 2 years later, the Pharaoh had a dream, and the butler remembered how Joseph had interpreted his dream. Pharaoh sent to Joseph. Joseph told Pharaoh exactly about 7 years of great harvests and the 7 years that there would be nothing. And he says, if you're wise, you'll find someone to make sure that the grains you harvest in the first 7 years last through the famine of the next 7 years. Pharaoh appointed Joseph, and Joseph became the one who saved Egypt and all the people round about because he took all of the surpluses that everyone else had, and during the times of great need, he sold that to those around about. It was during this time that Israel heard that there was grain in Egypt, and he sent his sons, and his sons came face to face with Joseph. Joseph, after testing them and finding that their hearts had changed, revealed himself to his brothers and brought all his family down to the land of Goshen in Egypt, where they could stay. It was during this time that Israel died. The sons and the families together took the body of Israel back to the promised land to bury Israel there. Coming back, the brothers who had sold him into slavery said, "Now that father is gone, Joseph will peradventure have vengeance on us." But as Joseph heard about this, he came to them, and in chapter number 50 of Genesis, he said this, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly to them. God means all things for our good. And even though Joseph had rough times after he was sold as a slave, Joseph believed God and followed God. Now, my friend, I don't know how rough you have it, but I do know this. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I know that because that's exactly what Romans 8:28 says. My friend, if you know the Lord, there's no reason to doubt the Lord. He has also given the promise that those things which are contrary to us will be taken out of the way, that we will either be absent from the body and present with the Lord through death, but that all will take part in meeting the Lord in the air with our glorified bodies at the rapture. Listen to this last song by Scott Caudle. President and General Director of Macedonia World Baptist Missions Incorporated in Brazelton, Georgia. The name of his last song is We'll Meet Again.
When death invades the ranks of family and friends, the world would say to you, this is the end. But for a child of God, there's hope beyond this veil of tears, a hope that causes us to press on through the years. We'll meet again in that bright land somewhere beyond the sky. We'll meet again, and when we do, up there we'll never die. It's so good to know when we reach this journey's end, the sting of death that cannot win, we'll meet again. When we say goodbye down here, our hearts are torn in two. For the grave can be so dark and cold and cruel. But what a joy 'twill be when we shall meet in that eternal land, where we'll never have to say goodbye again. We'll meet again in that bright land somewhere beyond the sky. We'll meet again, and when we do, up there we'll never die. It's so good to know when we reach this journey's end, the sting of death it cannot win, we'll meet again. Though our weeping may endure throughout these lonely nights down here, we'll rejoice in that glad morning when God wipes away all tears, all tears. We'll meet again in that bright land somewhere beyond the sky. We'll meet again, and when we do, up there we'll never die. It's so good to know when we reach this journey's end, the sting of death it cannot win, we'll meet again. It's so good to know when we reach this journey's end, the sting of death it cannot win, we'll meet again.
This is the promise that Jesus gave as he spoke in John 14, starting with verse number 1, that he would go to prepare a place for us by dying on an old rugged cross, bearing our sins and then rising again, and that he would gather all of us together to be with him. this teaching of the rapture is also found in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 13 through 18. Jesus will come back and give glorified bodies to all of those that have gone on to be with the Lord, and will change those that are still living in the twinkling of an eye. The promise that we'll be gathered together one day is a promise that Jesus made and that Paul repeated with detail. We're so grateful for that goodness that God has given us. We will meet again, called up together to be with the Lord. And of course, this is given to us so that we can comfort one another with these words. In Hebrews chapter number 10, starting with verse number 37, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry." The promise that we will receive rewards for being faithful. This is not a work to be saved. This is being faithful because we are saved. Remember how that you did serve the Lord, and remember the sacrifices you made for the Lord. And not only to remember the past, but also remember the future, that the Lord Jesus Christ will come, and faithfulness to the Lord, even when things are not going well. Understand that it's not good to fall into the hands of chastening of the Lord, when you could be obedient to the Lord, follow after the Lord, remembering how He has helped you in the past, and then be determined to be a faithful servant of the Lord in the future till He comes. Now, my friend, we need to remember that being faithful is the most important thing that God has called us to after we're saved. Why would you not be faithful to the Lord? Look what He has done for you in saving you. Look what He has called you to, and having answered prayer and having His will revealed to you as you walk with Him. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember that there's nothing you can do to gain access to the Lord's presence outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. He has promised to save you. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."